Thanks to Crown, the pub at Crown, the place to watch all your sports, including tonight's AFLX, called by Luke Darcy and James Brayshaw tonight. So that should be, that's worth the price of admission
genuinely
anyway.
Genuinely excited to be part of it. At 7 o'clock tonight on Channel 7. But get down to Marvel Stadium. Tickets start from just $15. Kids get in free. Go to Ticketmaster.com. And when you've got players of the calibre of Luke Hodge, four-time premiership player, three-time premiership captain, all Australian on three occasions. He's won a couple of Norm Smith medals. You don't get bigger names than Luke Hodge running around. And he's been good enough to get up early this morning. Hodgie, thanks for getting up and about this morning and tell us about AFLX, mate. Good to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's a little bit different here. Normally, it's, the sun comes up about 4 o'clock in Brisbane. So I'm looking at it. It's just starting to come up now. So it's good to be on.
You become a Queenslander that quickly, have you, Hodgie?
Well, when you've got three kids, you tend to get up very early. Yeah. As soon as the sun comes up, they jump out of bed and ready to go.
Hey, Hodgie, I thought it was a great endorsement when you decided to put your hand up to play this game. Would it be very easy this stage of your career just to take it a bit more relaxed in the pre-season? Why did you want to get involved?
I think what you said before, when you hear the calibre of names that got thrown up, you look at the captains, Rewalt, Fife, Eddie Betts and Danger. I thought if I could jump on one of those teams, I'd be pretty happy. And I've played a few times on Danger and hated it. So to be able to team up with him and then to look forward and see someone like Tommy Hawkins leading out at you, I thought it's a great chance to play. And as you said, I probably don't have too many chances left to play in these kind of games. So I thought I'd jump at it.
Reasonable midfield with Patrick Dangerfield, Luke Hodge, still side bottom, and Luke Parker coming out of the guts of the dust.
Yeah, that works.
That goes all right.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm not sure I'll get into the midfield. I can't remember the last time I ran through the midfield.
Well, there's only nine of you. I think everyone runs through the midfield at some stage. Hey, have you worked out who's going to be your Gatorade game changer?
Well, there was a few arguments last night about it. Collingwood wanted to go on a Hawkins putting his case forward, and Danger calling himself captain. Reckons he was going to be the Gatorade. So I think it was between the Geelong boys on who had the bigger ego or who could win that wrestle.
Well, I reckon Al Hodge would be reasonable with a nice long bomb from outside 50 for a 20-pointer.
My longest kick's about 35 these days, so I'm tipping anything around that 50 metre might be handballed over to Daniel Rich, or everyone's seen Danger can kick it about 60, because I haven't seen him lower his vision for about 4 years, so he might be the person.
Hey, Hodgie, one of the theories of this game is...
Nice sledge, I like that one.
Hey, Hodgie, one of the theories is that you are from Queensland now in Sydney, the access to the rugby league pitches, the rectangular fields, this game,
soccer grounds,
this game could be fantastic for that sort of space. Do you see this as being a game that, you know, when you retire, Hodgie, eventually in a couple of years' time, this could be something you continue to play for a bit of fun?
Yeah, I think that's the appealing thing is the game's suited for more for different ovals. Like our ovals is a pretty big one. It's hard to fight grounds like it. Up in Brisbane, there are a lot of league ovals which suit this one. So when I was sort of explaining to the kids, they were keen for it. I know I've got a nephew who's driving up from Colac tonight to watch the game. So I think the most important thing is the kids are excited to see all the players, and it's going to be good for them to watch and be part of.
And, Darcy, I'd love to see this become an after-work competition as well, having work groups playing and things like mixed sports. And because there is a dearth of grounds these days as well, getting access to all of them, because you can play three games on an AFL ground or two games on an AFL ground and do all that sort of stuff. So it opens up a lot of ideas and a lot of marketing and a lot of fun. Well, I'll tell you what it does do. It means tonight, if you're a kid at home, you turn on the TV, you're watching the biggest names in football running around that you wouldn't be watching. And it's on Fox Footy as well, AFL.com and the AFL Live app, thanks to Telstra. So 7, Fox Footy, AFL.com.au. Everyone's got it. So.
Right.
Yeah, good stuff.
Hey, Hodgie, quick one before we let you go, mate. Felt like Brisbane were really starting to get positive momentum going. How's the summer been and what are your thoughts this year?
We've had a reasonably good summer. I guess everyone sort of says that this time of year, but with young guys, it's always a worry about how they come back with the off-season over Christmas. And to their credit, they come back in really good shape. There was a group of about 15 to 18 of them running 2 weeks prior to when they had to come back. So they came back in good shape, which means we're able to get into match play a little bit earlier than in past years. And I guess at this phase where we're at, it's all about education and development. We were in games to win a lot last year, and probably just through our knowledge and I guess understanding of the game style, we sort of dropped away. So that's probably our next step of get ourselves in tight situations and get a couple of close wins.
Hodgie, as an elder statesman of the game and somebody who has played his career right through the whole issues of the voluntary drug code of the AFL players, this drug issue seems to come up at this time of year every year, and everyone runs around in hysterics. There are things, obviously, that need to be addressed. There are mental illnesses that are involved in football and the likes. As somebody, though, who has been part of this, that was sold the story that you would be anonymous all the way through, tell me what you think. You see it from inside. What do you see? What is the best solution that, if you were in charge, what would you do as far as an illicit drug code's concerned?
I think if you've got to go back and look at, yes, there might be a few people who might slip through and try and get away with certain things in the system, but I reckon you've got to look at how many people has it helped. People always look at the glass half empty version. You go through and the whole reason why the players wanted the thing to come in is so if someone, as a young person who gets drafted at 17, 18, did make a mistake, they'd get found out, they'd get educated and hopefully not do it again. And I think because we don't see the details, I reckon it's helped more people in that situation than it has of a few people that might have slipped through or people who have saying it's mental health or whatever these stories have been coming out. So I think what it's done is it's been really good for a lot of players, and especially that learning phase coming through their career. But look, there's always got to be tweaks to certain systems. And I think the AFL and AFLPA are always open to try and make the system better. But I think it's done a really good job so far.
Yeah, well said, Hodgie. That was the whole point. It was sold on that basis around the rehabilitation, education, trying to save more people. And I think you summed it up really well.
And the salient point I reckon that Hodgie makes there is, yeah, this is an evolutionary thing. And let's move as we need to. But we don't need to tear everything up in one go or get hysterical about things.
Hodgie, you're an absolute star, mate. Thanks for putting your hand up this morning to chat to us. Good luck tonight, AFLX. We're looking forward to seeing you out at Marvel Stadium.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Hodgie. Thanks for being a part of it. As you said, Dust, when you've got blokes like Luke Hodge saying, OK, let's have a go at this, it legitimises the whole thing.